A lot of statues in America have become problematic. The Christopher Columbus statue in Laura Bradley Park has been getting the attention of some Peoria residents.
We are so afraid of being honest about the genocide against the Native Americans. We barely touch on the Trail of Tears.
That's Central Illinois human rights activist Kaya Jai. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, August 3rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The recently opened Market on the Hill Cooperative is finding success addressing food insecurity in rural Logan County. Tim Shelley has an update.
Sean Park, the program director for the Value Added Sustainable Resource Center, says this co-op grocery store is an example of the work small towns are doing to find food delivery models that work for their communities.
It's a source locally for people to go get food, and I think people are a little wary of going into the city now and into the big box stores.
The co-op grocery store opened a month ago in Mount Pulaski. Park says it's a win-win for both residents and local farmers who supply many of the products.
It gives some of those guys that were just breaking even in terms of the grocery business, gives them a chance to make a little money, and it also gives people a little bit of food security by having that there.
Park says the Market on the Hill is also growing a food aggregation hub for local farmers to collectively sell and distribute their products.
We think our first product might be baby carrots, individually packaged, so that we could bring local food into the school system on a regular basis.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Mount Pulaski and Peoria were the two participants in last year's U.S. EPA Local Foods, Local Places program, which seeks to find local solutions for food insecurity problems. The Market on the Hill co-op sprung from that initiative. Peoria is working to establish a food equity hub on the city's underserved south side. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Retesting has turned up more cases of COVID-19 at the Peoria County Jail. Three more detainees tested positive ahead of the weekend, bringing the total number of cases to 37. More tests are outstanding. The Tri-County area entered the weekend with a total of 1,674 COVID-19 cases, an increase of 398 over 7 days. The city of Peoria is asking businesses to remove boards covering doors and windows by August 14th. Many businesses put up boards amid civil unrest earlier this year. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A lot of statues in America have become problematic. People want to tear them down because they represent a part of history to be disavowed or embody once heroic themes that now seem shameful. Charlie Schlenker has more.
A statue of Columbus in Peoria, another of Senator Stephen Douglas at the state capitol in Springfield, these join similar controversial monuments nationwide. They all have something that looks to present-day eyes out of place or objectionable. Central Illinois human rights activist Kaya Jai says removing statues of Confederate generals who were traitors to the United States and racist supporters of slavery is an easy call. Other examples are more complex, and he struggles, too, where to draw the line. Jai says more nuanced conversation about other statues needs to happen now and nationwide. He says if the teaching of history in schools were not so timid, it would be easier.
But we are so afraid of being honest about the genocide against the Native Americans. We barely touch on the Trail of Tears. We whitewash the Thanksgiving ceremony. We venerate Columbus. Now, these are the ways that you insidiously promote or at least fail to acknowledge some of the racist history that we have.
Others say the ideas transferred by statues are important. Guy Fraker is a Central Illinois attorney, author, and Abraham Lincoln scholar. He says such monuments are a dramatic and graphic way to honor those important in the history of the nation. Fraker says historical figures we now view as problematic deserve context, not destruction. The image of Senator Stephen Douglas at the state capitol, for instance.
Douglas, was he a good man? No. Was he a bad man? Yes. Was he a racist? Yes. But on the other hand, Douglas was responsible more than any single person for the construction of the railroads, which opened the West. So there was a good side to him, too. And he was the most influential man in our state and in probably in our nation for a long time.
Human rights activist Kaya Jai doesn't buy it. Sure, a plaque or accompanying exhibit to a statue can provide information, but he says there's often little rethinking done by society.
When you have a member of a dominant culture who has committed atrocities or oppressed members of a minority culture, there's no movement to recognize the injustice because the injustice was perpetrated by that culture for the purpose of perpetuating that culture.
All of the people consulted for this story say it's hard to tell when a dominant culture will move enough for a Stephen Douglas, Christopher Columbus, or Woodrow Wilson to be thrown down. One Peoria artist says it is the job of present-day artists to offer replacements when that moment arrives.
I don't have the luxury to do anything else.
African-American and sculptor Preston Jackson says his youthful experience in the South informs his body of work, and the bronze statues of Civil War Confederates even shape his chosen medium.
You know, I chose bronze for the reason, you know, as a weapon against the fact that there were bronze statues that spoke against, you know.
Jackson says he's now doing a large monument to slaves crossing from Missouri to Illinois as they were pursued in their flight to freedom. Che Winter is a prominent historian who's done work on the imagery and significance of monuments and memorials. Winter says regardless of racist, colonialist, genocidal, or some other atrocious aspect of statues, there's a commonality. War, an unfailingly masculine celebration of martial tradition. Until that changes, he says, it's not likely the pace of statue protests worldwide will slow. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Before we let you go, the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria and the Fond du Lac District Library will team up to answer questions about the changes in voting options for the November 2020 election in a special Facebook forum tonight at 5:30. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.